Welcome to the podcast version of Like It or Not with Michael Lane, which airs on smacktongue.com. And now, here's your host, Michael Lane.
Like It or Not with Michael Lane, right here on Smack Tongue Radio, a.k.a. smacktongue.com. You know how we do. We are back and we are stronger than ever. I'm your host, Michael Lane. Don't forget to spread the word. And believe me, I believe the word is spread, especially when it comes to our next wonderful special guest. I shouldn't even call her a guest. I'm just going to call her a part of the show because this is a wonderful, inspiring, beautiful, strong lady. And she's very inspirational. She has all those who follow the show. She's inspired so many, including myself, including you all out there from around the world. When I had this lovely young woman on the show, this was definitely in the top five of the most listened to episode ever. Yes, I did say that word, ever, of all time. And this show has been running for 6+ years. And I'm so glad to have this wonderful, wonderful woman on the show yet again. And this strong, strong will, and as strong as she is, her heart is so warm. And I'm so blessed to call her my friend, and I'm so blessed to have her back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Erin Brochu back to the show. Blessings.
Hi, Michael. It's a pleasure to be back on the show with you.
It is wonderful to have you back on the show. And as you heard on the intro, I want to get your reaction. Top five most listened to episodes in this show's history. We've been around for quite a while and we've had a big audience, but wow, what does that make you think about when you hear that?
To me, that is impressive. I mean, I am just overwhelmed by that. When I heard that with the last interview, it really touched me. And you know, I really thank all of your listeners, my friends that have listened out there. And really, it makes me so happy to hear that, you know, so many people listened in and, you know, heard what I had to say.
And you had to say quite a bit. I mean, it was motivational. It was touching. It touched so many of my listeners, and just your strength and your fortitude, given, you know, all you had to deal with spinal bifida. And I want, because we have some new audience members here. We have a lot of young, wonderful kids that hit me up lately, and they've expressed how much they love the show because of its variety. There's a lot of young kids that may not know about spina bifida. Can you kind of refresh the minds of those who listened before, as well as educate a lot of our young kids that are listening tonight?
Well, for me, the spina bifida that I have affected the lower half of my body from the waist down, which is basically in my bowels, my bladder, and my walking. I've been walking with crutches since I was about a year old. And what spina bifida did for me was, when I was born, I had a hole in my lower back. It was a sac that had ruptured. when I was delivered. And then they had to put a shunt in my brain as well, because I also developed what's called hydrocephalus, which is water in the brain. And so I had that done. I had my back enclosed. And like I said, I had to walk with crutches all my life, up until about 7 years ago, that I had spine surgery done, and that left me in a wheelchair. There are three forms of spina bifida. The worst case scenario is you basically have no mobility and you really are just in a wheelchair. And you would have to have somebody do everything for you. I was one of the lucky ones that was born with a lower level of it, that I have the capacity to use my arms and my legs. You know, I went to school, had a normal life, you know, things like that. So basically for me, that's what my spina bifida was, just affecting the lower half of my body. And I still struggle with that today, because after the surgery I had, you know, I still struggle to walk again. But there are cases that, you know, like mine, where people do get up and walk and they have that strength in their legs, that they can still be mobile enough. And, you know, some don't.
We're speaking to, if you heard that familiar voice, one of the most listened to in our show's history, Aaron Brochu, right here on Like It or Not with Michael Lane. Now, how recent was that surgery?
My surgery took place almost 7 years ago. It'll be 7 years next week. And it was called a laminectomy. What happened was, over time that I was walking, I started losing muscle functioning in my legs because of mesh that was put in my spine when I was a baby. It had ruptured, and it had poked a hole in part of my muscle in my lower back. And so I started losing the muscle functioning, and I was falling, you know, without even knowing that I was going to fall.
Oh, my God.
And I started having back spasms, severe back pain, and I knew something was wrong, to the point where I had to go and see a doctor. I got three opinions before I actually had the surgery done. And as these back spasms progressed and I was losing more functioning in my legs, you know, I knew it had to be done sooner than later. And that's when I went in, and the doctor's like, there's just no way of getting around this. You need to have it done. So I went in, had the surgery done, and unbeknown to them and myself, I ended up having what's called, now, I, on the last show, I said that it was a stroke.
Right.
Well, recently I went to see a new neurologist, and he actually told me that it's called a spine stroke, because everything happened from the waist down. Nothing got affected, you know, on, you know, like my legs, I mean, my arms, my speech,
mm-hmm.
you know, nothing like that got affected. So he says, look, you had what's called a spine stroke, which affected the lower half of my body. And
wow.
Yes, while you will be able to regain walking again and being physical again, you will have, it'll take more time. You know, it's going to take a little bit more time for you, just because your body is so much weaker now. And also because of the inadequate physical therapy that I was getting over the last 6 years. So with that, you know, I got a clearer understanding talking to this new doctor that I see now. And so that's what he explained to me. So I did want to clear that up from the last interview that I had with you. I did find that out a month ago, and that's why I'm where I'm at with my physical therapy now. And I am looking at starting in the next 2 weeks. Next week, I'm hopefully going for an evaluation, and then the week after that, I will start outpatient physical therapy, instead of having someone come to the house.
Now, given that...
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Given that that scary situation, and to hear that, I know it it wasn't easy at all to hear that. I've never heard of a spine stroke. That's wow. That I mean, it's just amazing. And I know you all out there that's listening never probably heard of that, and so we're learning a lot today. Given that it was definitely a setback to you, Aaron, and we know your positive energy. We know that, you know, it's what got you to this point. But hearing that setback, that is going to take time. Did that almost kind of like knocked you off your boat, or did it, you know, did it give you the feeling of almost like, you know, giving up?
Not quite. I mean, when the doctor told me that I had the spine stroke, I looked at him like, what is a spine stroke? Because no one had ever explained that to me in all the years after the surgery that I had been seeing one doctor after another for, you know, my recovery and updates and things like that. No one had ever said, hey, this is really what it is. And I looked at him kind of, you know, like dumbfounded, like, what do you mean? Are you sure that's a term that you really want to use, is a spine stroke? And he says, well, let me explain it. If you had a stroke within your brain, it would show upper body issues. If you have it within your spine, the lower part of your spine, you have the lower part of your body issues, which is what I've been experiencing. And so I was kind of like, wow, you know, another weight had been lifted off my shoulders, because now I know for sure what this really was. And after that, I mean, it didn't even change my mind, you know, about giving up. You know, I've been pushing myself since day one. I continue to do that today. And I'm going to keep doing that until, you know, I'm back in therapy again and, you know, working with the outside therapist and seeing where I can go. And one good thing about working with the outpatient therapy is I'm going to be trying a new device called an up walker, mm-hmm. which is something that the physical therapist used with me 7 years ago when I was in rehab after my surgery, but it was too tall for me. So I really didn't get a good use of it. But now with this new therapist, I will be using that more, and I can be more mobile. I can get up when I want to, and I don't have to worry about falling. You know, like if I would be using a regular walker.
Yes.
Just because the up walker does have brakes on it, so if I want to stop and take a break, I would lock it. And I don't have to worry about it rolling away from me. So that's... Wow. You know, kind of getting me really excited on going back into therapy, because now there's this walker that I'm like, wow, you know, this really looks like something that will be able to help me and keep me more mobile and not have to depend on, as you saw in my videos that I post on LinkedIn, not having to depend on people to help me walk or to stand by me constantly because, oh, well, I might fall or trip or something. So I'm really, you know, that's really got me excited and really hyped up to get back into therapy and use this new piece of equipment. And so, you know, I still, you know, since our last interview, I don't think it's giving up. I'm moving forward. There's new things happening in my life right now that I'm thrilled about. And yeah, it gets better every day.
And that's why we love Aaron Brochu right here on Like It or Not with Michael Lane. Oh, just to hear your, just to know that you're excited and to hear what's going on. I am so happy for you. It's just unbelievable. Now, I do want to ask you this before I move on to your bigger and better things. had you waited, or had there been like a misdiagnosis, if with the spinal stroke, if you'd waited any longer, would you ever been able to walk?
There would have been a slim chance that I would have been able to walk again. Wow. If I would have waited, because my body would have become so limp from all the spasms and the falling that my functioning would not be there. And so there would have been a very slim chance. I mean, I was falling anywhere from 20 to 30 times a day, 6 weeks before the surgery.
Lord.
And sometimes I wouldn't even remember falling or how I even got on the floor. So you could tell it was already affecting my brain as well, because I couldn't remember half the time when I fell. I would just remember, you know, screaming for somebody to come and help me up, or, you know, complaining that my back was hurting. And so I'm glad that I had it done when I did. Had I known that there was more, less invasive ways to do it, before my major surgery happened, I may have gone that route. But looking back and talking with this new neurologist that I see, he didn't think that that was a good idea to take the easy route and just do the minimal invasive surgery. You know, doing the major one, he said, really helped out more. And it pretty much saved my life more, whereas the other one would not have. I would not have been able to walk still.
Wow.
So I'm pretty lucky that, you know, I had it done when I did, and I made that decision to say, okay, you know, this is it. I'm not waiting anymore. This is it. I'm going to have it done. Because I had spent 6 months falling. I mean, if you think of a person, anywhere from 10 to 30 times a day falling for 6 months while these doctors try and figure out what's wrong with me.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, coming up with this, seeing the x-ray, seeing the MRI, seeing the CT scans. Yeah, if you picture that, that's a long time to be falling.
Yes.
And my body had it. I was tired. I was done with the pain. And I said, that's it. I have to have it. I couldn't go another 6 months with it. And, you know, but I'm lucky that I did, because at least I have that chance to get up and move and be mobile today.
Right. Yeah. That is wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Just to have gone through all that, and the position that you're in now is, it's just, it's amazing.
And still want to keep going.
Yes, and still want to keep going.
Yes, that's the thing. You know, most people, as I've seen, you know, going to the hospital so much, and friends that I've, you know, or people that I've, not really friends, but people that I have known throughout my life, mm-hmm. that have been in wheelchairs and that sit in wheelchairs, they give up so easily once one thing happens. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not that person. I'm not going to do it.
Yes.
And it's to this day that I still, you know, we're in a new year now. 6 months into a new year, 7 months into the new year. Mm. And I'm not giving up anytime soon. Nope.
And I tell you that, and that's the reason why you're going to walk, you're going to just have a beautiful quality of life because of your mind, your will. You know, it's just my grandfather used to say, your biggest skill is your will. And
yeah,
and it is, and you have a great skill. And you know what, Aaron, so many things you mentioned before, that so many things are just changing. It's like a new chapter for you, and you're just enjoying it. Would you like to share some of those changes, those updates with us?
Well, so far, the beginning of the year was a little bit rocky with me being sick, but after that, I got back on track with a friend of mine who used to work in the medical field. And about four years ago now, almost five, I created a new product. And, you know, coming home from the hospital, having to adapt to a new way of living, and seeing this one issue that was very complicated to deal with, you know, I sat there and I said, you know what, I have to change this, because I don't want somebody always having, you know, to depend on, to, you know, have to come and help me, or, you know, to be there every minute. And I know, you know, my mom or my uncle, you know, because he lives nearby as well. Yeah, I know they're not going to be here forever. You know, and one day I'm going to get married or something, or I'm going to live on my own. And I have to, you know, figure out a way to do things for myself. Well, there was this one complication that I was having while getting ready in the morning. And so I sat there and I said, you know what? I researched it online and I said, I got to come up with this product to help people who are in wheelchairs and to help them shower better. And, you know, either with little or no assistance. Well, I brought it up to my LinkedIn connections to see if there was anyone out there that could assist me with this. And one person came up, you know, came up and emailed me and said, hey, look, I work for a company who builds products. Can I come on and give you my two cents of, you know, what we can do to build your product, and, you know, from what I already had down on paper, make it better? So I said, sure. We set up a time. He came on board. We did everything. We got it all down on paper, did a PowerPoint, everything. And I'll tell you, it sat there for quite some time, because in between from having the surgery up until now, I've had one job after the other, but they haven't lasted long enough for me to be able to save an adequate amount of money to have it panned or have a 3D model made or have it marketed, things like that. So this year, things have been going much better. This year I got back on track, you know, right after the new year and after I got rid of my bronchitis that I was sick with. And we started working with it. He emailed me at the beginning of the year and he says, where are you in the process? And we've been talking, you know, every couple weeks we get together, we talk, and we discuss things. And I've actually been talking with a couple of my connections on LinkedIn and trying to find out the information that I need from them and going forward with, you know, finding, right now we're in the process of finding a venture capital company that will be able to assist me and my friend with this product, to get it patented and to get it marketed and things like that. So we're, right now we are in that process. We're, you know, on the computer, researching where's there a good company, things like that. I've had a, one or two friends already visit me this year, which was really nice.
Beautiful.
And in a couple weeks, me and my family are taking a family vacation for a day. You know, just a day. It's nothing really major that we're going away for a week or two. But we're going to one of our local beaches. So a lot of good things have been happening. You know, we're getting back on board, and I'm excited to see where this goes, man.
Yes, that is marvelous. And just to have a product, and I'll be glad, you know, once everything goes through, I'll be glad to constantly talk about this particular product. Once it breaks out, I will definitely mention it, if not every day, on my radio show.
Well, we will definitely keep you posted, and we're hoping, at least I'm hoping, that if everything goes well and we can get stuff, most of the stuff done this year, then hopefully by the end of next year, beginning of 2021, we'll have it out and into the public, and start having people try it out and see how they like it. So far, from my understanding from a patent lawyer that I've spoken with and from my own research online, there's nothing like this product out there. Wow. So it's, you know, that makes me happy to know that, that I came up. Even my uncle, when he found out, you know, he's like, how did you come up with this? I'm like, I just sat there one day and I just started jotting stuff down, and I pictured what in my brain what I wanted it to look like, and I put it on paper. And he's like, wow. You know, everybody that I've talked to, and, you know, they're like, gosh, this is way beyond what we ever thought we would ever see out there. And so, but I'm, you know, we're, me and my friend are both hoping that this can help out a lot of people. It is going to be something that they can take with them on vacations, trips, you know, anywhere with them.
So I would like
it's
to
not take, just going
to. Go ahead. Yes.
It's not just going to be something that will be at home for them. You know, it'll be something they can take on the go and, yes, you know, have it with them if they need it.
That is wonderful, because I want to take the time to thank you, because so many people in certain situations, they want to take it, and I'm not, I want all my audience and my listeners to know that I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with what I'm going to say. It's nothing wrong with it. But I'm thanking Aaron, because there's so many people in certain situations that want the problem solved, or they want a little extra help or whatever for themselves. Here you have Aaron, as you now you all getting where I'm going. Here's Aaron, who not only wants to make it better for her, but help so many others. And that's why I have to thank you, because just to have that heart throughout all that you've been through, to say, let me help others. That's just top of the line for me. I love sharing stories like that and showcasing great human beings like yourself. So I thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you as well. And, you know, I do it because I've been told so many times in my life, no, you can't travel because of this reason. No, you can't travel because of that reason. And you know what? I'm tired of hearing that. I got so sick and tired of hearing it. I said, you know what? I know there's other people out there who want to travel, but this is the one thing that stops them. And I said, you know what? This is going to help them to stop saying that. Because now there is going to be a way that they can take this with them and they can travel. They can feel free to do whatever they need to do, go where they want to go, instead of just sitting at home doing, you know, whatever it is they do. You know, and that's why I thought of this, and I said, you know what, let's make it to where it's not just for at home use, or at, you know, if someone's in a nursing home or in a rehab facility. Let's make it so that they can take it anywhere with them. Absolutely. Beyond their, you know, beyond an expectation, because I know that there's people who want to do things out there. I know I do. I've been waiting to travel for so long. And if this is what's going to help me to get to that point, then I know other people will love it. And I know it'll be helpful for them.
You guys stay tuned. You guys stay tuned. She will keep me updated, and I will keep you guys updated. And when everything goes through, I guarantee you, I will be that blow horn on my radio show. And, you know, we all know someone who needs assistance, who may feel that they can never leave their house. I'll never leave my house. Oh, I'll never be able to have a great quality of life. So you guys stay tuned, because I'm sure my mind is going to be blown, and you all are as too. And it's geared towards giving that freedom. We all need that freedom. And, you know, thank God for this woman and to provide that, and working and doing and pulling all the strings to provide that freedom for every man, woman, boy, and girl. And of course, we all need or know someone that needs that. So that's just wonderful. I am so excited and happy for you, Erin.
Thank you. I'm excited too. I can't wait for this to come out.
Beautiful. Yep. Oh, I cannot wait. And if anybody wants to show you love, maybe there's some maybe in my audience who may want to even donate to you, or how can we reach out to you?
Through my email, which I can give you after the show. And okay. And they can reach out to me that way. And right now, that's really, you know, the only way that I'm really communicating with people, because just, you know, with me being on the phone constantly, because I'm also looking for a job right now.
Okay.
And so I've been going through a lot of interviews and things like that, so I'm kind of tied up with the phone during the day. But email is very easy for me to get, you know, back in touch with someone and just to keep track of who, you know, I'm keeping in contact with and things like that.
Absolutely. So anybody in my audience, if you feel like, even if you have a job for Erin Brochu, if you want to donate to her wonderful cause, you all just stay tuned. I will deal with you guys personally, and then we can make that happen, and you can get in touch with her through there. Okay, so we'll just do that. Just everybody, anybody who wants to donate, anybody who wants to help out, anybody who has who's an employer. We have all kinds of listeners here, so please be of assistance, and we will definitely thank you in advance. Erin, we're talking to Erin Brochu right here on Like It or Not with Michael Lane. Erin, I like to sometimes bring my news and kind of talk on topics and kind of get your reaction. Would you like to join me on that?
Sure. I'll give you the best I can.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, here comes LIO, the news. And we're going to warm your heart. We're going to warm your heart right now, ladies and gentlemen, from all over the world. We're going to warm your heart, and we're going to have that reaction from the wonderful Erin Brochu on LION. Now, we're going to go to Fox News, and it's a very heartwarming story. Dealing with one of the workers or the reporters of Fox News, Ed Henry, who is a sometimes White House reporter, beat reporter, and even sometimes guest host for some of the shows on Fox News. Now, Ed Henry has announced on Monday that he is going to take a medical leave. And why, would you ask? Why, you ask? Well, let me tell you. Mr. Ed Henry had decided to take a leave because he's giving away something. He's donating. Well, he's donating something very special. He's donating part of his liver. He's saving a life. That life is his younger sister. So they have to work out all of the certain complications. But Ed Henry is putting himself there, out there, to save the life of his younger sister. How special is that, Aaron?
That is extremely special. As a matter of fact, I just saw the video of him talking on Fox News yesterday, and I had commented on it on my page. He's a very inspirational person for what he's doing. I mean, that, I don't even know if I could imagine doing that, you know, and just to watch him sit on Fox News, breaking down and telling everyone about all the tests that he's gone through, you know, everything before they even go into the surgery. And, you know, just to see that from a brother to a sister perspective, it's like, you know, none of my siblings would have done that for me. And just to see how he has such a good heart, you know, and he's loving and caring, and he doesn't want to see his sister die. And I cried when I saw that story yesterday. I really cried. I mean, it really touched me. That was the most touching moment that I could see that a sibling could do that for someone else, because I was once in a position where I would need something. And when the doctors asked my siblings, hey, can you come and get tested for this? They all said no. And just to see that yesterday, that touched me. I mean, because here's someone who's actually doing something for his sister. And it was just so heartfelt. I mean, I thought, wow, what an angel. That this sister has an angel right there next to her.
Right.
And it's her own brother. And I was very touched by that story. I mean, there are days I wish I had siblings like him. And it's so heartwarming, and, you know, he's really, God put him on this earth for something, and here you have it. He's doing something so wonderful to save his sister's life.
Absolutely.
I'm very touched by it.
It is. It is very touching. It's like, I stopped looking at the man as a reporter as he was talking.
Yeah.
You just looked at him as a person, a human. Just all of the reporting shell and the professionalism, it broke down. It was like I'm looking at a person. It was just such a human connection.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, very, very touching. And needless to say that we are definitely praying for you, Ed, and your lovely sister. You're a godsend, and things are going to work out just right, just fine.
Yes, and, you know, his sister is one special person to have a brother to do that, because she's on the donor list, which could take years to find a donor.
Yes.
And he stepped in because he didn't want her to die. He stepped in and he did it. You know, he got tested and he went through the testing. He went through all the exams they needed him to go through. He even talked about losing weight. He did whatever he had to. I mean, that is a person with compassion. In my mind, in my eyes, that is a person with compassion who cares for family and who will do anything, you know, with his whole heart without even thinking twice about it.
Wow. And before, you know, and that's some beautiful words. I couldn't have. See, and this is why I love doing the news, because I have wonderful people like you that can express it just so wonderfully. Another one, shout out to the wonderful TJ. Just like other people, you know, when you hear the you know, everybody, you know, hears me bloviates, but to hear the description like yours and TJ's and so many others just express it, it's just, it's wonderful. It's a beautiful thing. I love how you put it. And this is the news. We're talking to Aaron Brochu right here on LION. I have one more news story, and I don't know about heartwarming, but it is sure funny. It's crazy, and I would love to hear your take on this. In Texas, we have, of course, we always hear strange things. In Texas Walmarts, in Houston, it's no different in Walmart, I tell you. This young lady found herself in hot water, or should I say, in hot frosting. This young lady decided to take some cake, open the cake, not even going to pay for it or anything like that. She just opened up the package of cake and walked around the store eating it. She ended up eating more than half of that cake. When she went to the cash register, they said, "Why did you do this? You have to pay the full price." And she said, "No, I'm here because the cake is gone. It's only less than half." So she wanted to pay 40% of the cost of the cake. But she said the cake just vanished. She didn't know what happened to it. But it turned out that the cameras caught her eating, walking around the store, not hiding out from the cameras, but walking around the store eating the cake. And so she refused to pay for the cake and unfortunately ended up arrested. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a true story. I don't know what to make of that.
I have no idea. the store, I believe in my mind, was right to ask for her to pay for the whole thing, even though she had only eaten half. I mean, that was very brazen to walk around the whole store. I mean, was she even thinking that the cameras, first thing that comes to my mind, was she thinking that the cameras were even watching her?
That's because a great question.
Somebody's very bold to go around and do that.
Yes.
I've never seen someone do that, you know, in my years of going to the grocery store, but that's very brave, you know, and very, very brave of her to walk around like that and not have anyone say anything to her for the first, what, maybe 15, 20 minutes that she might have been in that store.
Right. And they said that she just had herself a good time eating that. And she said, "Look, I'm not paying for the whole cake."
They were right to ask for the payment. Yes. They were. They were absolutely right for that. Wow. It baffles me sometimes how people can just get away with doing that.
Yeah, some people actually get away with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I understand that. That's crazy.
Yep.
I would like to, you know, kind of say that I guess she couldn't have her cake and eat it too, huh?
No. Gosh.
I might as well throw this quick one in. I don't know if it had happened to be in Walmart per se, but there is this guy. Let me kind of preface it by saying that there's been video by these young people who are going in, grabbing ice cream and licking on it and closing it back in and putting it in the shelves or in the freezer. And there's been people who've been thankfully caught and arrested. Now, it's this one guy, and I need your opinion on this, Aaron. This is one guy in particular who was caught in that, and he was arrested. But he filmed it, him doing that and putting the ice cream back in the freezer. But he said that this was just a plot or a ploy to make it famous. He wanted to become a big time star. He wanted to go viral. And he presented the police officers the receipt that he actually paid for that ice cream. He just decided to use it as a prop to make people famous. He was arrested anyway. And the reason why he was arrested is because the police officer said that putting out a video like that, even though they showed him, he showed the receipts, but putting out a video like that actually encourages young people to go out there and commit crimes. Should he or should he have not been arrested?
I believe he should have been. First of all, I don't think I'll be eating ice cream anymore after hearing that. That is just disgusting.
Oh my gosh.
That is the grossest thing I've ever heard of. Luckily, I haven't seen it in person, but that's disgusting. Yeah. And that really turns someone's stomach. I mean, just hearing that, it's gross. And he should have been arrested. I do agree with that. That is, in my opinion, that's the wrong way to go about advertising for something like that. It's the most disgusting way to go about, you know, advertising for an item. There's many other ways he could have done that. You know, to advertise if they want to bring that one item into perspective. And, but that's just, that's gross. Yeah.
That is, it's absolutely nasty, and I am 100% on your side. That man should have still been arrested. It is the message that you're putting out there, and you're saying, hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's cool to do something that nasty, that crazy. What is it with these young people nowadays that will do anything to go viral? Anything.
You know what? I have no idea. I say the same thing to myself every day when I see things online. And it just, it fathoms me how they get away with it. I mean, I've seen people get away with so much. Yeah. And it's like, how do you expect, how do adults who have already grown up around us and, you know, adults like myself who are still growing up and still, you know, out there working, doing things. How do you expect this to be a world free of violence and crime if they don't pay for it?
Right.
How? I mean, they need to have, you know, more consequences.
Yes.
You know, when they do something, a consequence needs to be, you know, paid for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't agree with, you know, people getting away with things, because then it's just showing that our legal system is not doing anything.
No.
And, you know, I don't agree with that. You know, they need to really buckle down and start making these people pay for things and showing, especially the kids that are, you know, growing up now,
yes,
showing them that, hey, look, you know, this is something you should not do, and this is wrong, and this is the consequence that you're going to pay if you do it. You know, and they're not teaching them anything. So they're getting away with it, and they repeat it constantly.
Mm-hmm.
If they get away with it, the person, they'll go back and do something else.
Right.
I've seen it so many times. I grew up around that. And, you know, I'll share a story with you later about that, off the show. But, you know, I've just seen it happen so many times. And it just, you know, it's really, it gets you thinking that what is our legal system really doing to make these people pay the price? You know, why do we even have a legal system out there, you know, if they're not making them pay the price for something?
Whew, my goodness, you are really telling it like it sure enough is. Oh my gosh. I mean, there's no such thing as a law anymore. Law and order. Now it's just chaos and disorder.
It is, exactly. Yes. And it's too much.
It is.
Way too much.
It is.
You know, I mean, I see it, you know, I see stories every day on my page. You know, that this happened, this crime was committed, and this person doesn't pay the price. What are we teaching the young kids that are being brought up today? I mean, there's got to be consequences if they do something wrong. I believe in that. You know, that's what I was taught when I was little, and I believe that to this day.
And you're absolutely right, and I'm we need to go back to that. We need to get back and get some sense and get some law and order set, because things never stay the same. They either get better or they get worse. So from them doing that type of nasty stuff, it will get worse if you let them get away with it. It will get worse.
Yeah. And you know what? If that video is actually seen by kids around the world, or, you know, in the U.S. over here, you know, they're going to think, well, that's fine to do. Mm-hmm. And that's the wrong message we're sending to the kids.
Oh, yes, it is.
The wrong thing. They're going to think, oh, well, we can go to the store, just like the lady. We can eat the cake without paying. You know, they've got to know that if you want to go to the store, you have to pay for something. It's not free. Not free. You may think it is, but it's not. You know, you see stories now. There was one that I'll share with you from New York a couple days ago on my page, and it showed this lady. I understand, you know, if somebody is broke or doesn't have enough money, you know, they do stuff. And, you know, this video showed these NYPD officers coming out and actually paying for this person's food.
Yes, I read that.
Those are the stories that are like the touching stories. But if you're just going to a store and just taking food and you have money, pay for it, and you don't want to pay for it, that I don't agree with. Absolutely. You know, that I really don't agree with at all.
I couldn't agree with you more, Aaron. You hit that right on the head, because that is a wonderful story. That was in New York, right?
Yeah,
that was a wonderful story. Just to see her reaction and her tears, it was just beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, those are the stories that you feel for, you know. But I really don't have any sympathy for someone that just goes to the store and just walks around like the lady you were talking around did. And the one that, you know, where you go and you steal stuff and you have money to pay for it.
Right.
That, I have no sympathy for that at all. You know, it's just, those are the stories that are just like, I can't even stand to watch them sometimes, you know, or to listen to them. And it just breaks my heart, because there's people out there that, you know, these other people don't understand. You know, we all need food, we all need, you know, water or whatever, and they're just, who knows why they do it. You know, it just, it fathoms me why they do it, when the rest of us have to pay for the food, and, you know, we don't go out there, we don't steal.
Absolutely. The one and only Aaron Brochu. Like It or Not with Michael Lane. Oh, in closing, I will say to end this segment, and that story. I said young kids, but the guy that was arrested, and we agree that he should have been, that guy was 36 years old.
Wow.
A 36-year-old grown man participating in such foolishness and buffoonery, and joining the young kids, even though he paid for it, it doesn't matter. you're a 36-year-old man sending a message to young kids to
that it's wrong.
That send something that's wrong. That's really, really sad that a guy that old participated in such idiocy. Sad.
Yeah. And you really wonder, how old do they really think they are?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You know, they may be 36 years old, but they don't act like they're 36.
All right. So true. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Not 36.
Yeah, I've seen it all too often. Yep.
You know, Erin, you are so great. I got to have you back on again, and we'll do some more news and some funny stuff, as well as some great uplifting stuff. You're awesome. You did wonderful.
Thank you. Well, I'll tell you, this year has been a really good year. It's been an exciting year, and, you know, I mean, I know you can probably hear it in my voice how excited I am for it.
Yes.
And, you know, just so many good things happening.
Erin, yep. Okay, in closing, we do this about every time, coming to the end, we give love shouts. How about sending some love shouts?
Once again, I would have to do that, excuse me, to my LinkedIn family for all their support, encouragement that they still give me 5 years later since I met them. And, to my personal friends who I hold very near and dear to my heart, those that I have just seen recently within the last couple months, and, you know, those that I have made, you know, personally here face-to-face. And, you know, that's who I would like to give my shout-out to.
And I, and as well as everybody, every listener, I'm sure that we would like to give our love shouts to you. We will definitely be looking out, and they will definitely be listening in, and on this great, great, great product that is going to change lives. And we all love you and thank you for it. And we hope to talk to you very, very soon again.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful, the survivor, Erin Brochu. Show your love and support to LION. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/likeitornotwithmichaellane. And don't forget to hit me up on Twitter at TEAM as in Mike, LION as in Nancy, SHOW, Team Lion Show. That's Twitter. Follow me on Instagram at LikeItOrNotMike. Also, you can email a brother questions, comments, votes for the weekly top 20 or top 40 indie music countdown. All you have to do is hit me up at likeitornotwithmichael@smacktongue.com. Like It or Not with Michael. That's M-I-C-H-A-E-L. @smacktongue.com. You can also donate. It's on the website. Donate to yours truly in the show. And so we can keep the lights on and we can keep going. Cash App. You can donate by Cash App. $TeamLionShow. $TeamLionShow. Or just stay on the website and go to the Like It or Not with Michael Lane section and you will see the donate. And you can donate through PayPal.
We hope you enjoyed the Like It or Not with Michael Lane podcast. Catch the full episodes on smacktongue.com. United we stand.